This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Moon Doggies. And now, your host, Kit Branch.
Welcome to the Brunswick High Coaches Show with head coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network, live from Moon Doggies. I'm Kit Branch. This segment of the Pirate Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, Golden Isles Pharmacy, I-95 Toyota, and Cunningham Jewelers, and by our host, Moon Doggies Pizza. And now join us, the head coach of the Brunswick High Pirates, Sean Pender. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing real good, Kip, being able to talk to you when we're in the playoffs. That means we're still going.
It's playoff time, coach, and we're getting ready to go play Alcove Friday night. But let's do a little recap first before we get in the playoffs. Senior night, Lynn County Stadium. We beat Effingham County 49-0. I hadn't had a chance to talk with you because I was out of town, but in my mind, that was our best game of the year.
Oh, without a doubt. Offensively, defensively, we were a complete game. Offensively, I believe the first half we scored on every possession except for when there's only 12 seconds left to go. We got the ball back and we just ran one play in the half. But we came out in the second half. I'm gonna go back to the beginning of the game because we fumbled the opening kickoff. And after we fumbled that opening kickoff, we put our defenses back against the wall. And, Effingham got inside the 10-yard line. Our defense poked its neck, caused a turnover on fourth down. We got the ball, and then from then on out, it was all the Pirates all the way the rest of the night.
Coach, the efficiency on offense, first four possessions, we had four touchdowns. And it was just from there, we just blew out Effingham County. And the defense gave up 0 points in a region game, yeah. Late in the season.
Yeah, late in the season, that was good because we only had one other opportunity. Our defense only had one other opportunity for a shutout, and that was early in the season in versus McIntosh when we had a penalty on untimed down, and they were able to score. So I was glad for the defense to be able to finish the job and get the shutout. The theme was finish the mission, and that's something that we were able to do.
Well, we finished the mission, coach. Reese Simmons, 100 plus yards at halftime, only needed 99 to get to the 1,000-yard mark on the season. Got to be pleased with that.
Yeah, congratulations to Reese Simmons. He had a great half, ran the ball extremely hard like he's done all season, and he was able to cap that 1,000-yard mark.
Tyrese Jones, 12 touchdown catches. I believe that's a school record, coach. And during the broadcast, I said, he's a touchdown waiting to happen. I'm sitting here looking at his daddy, so he's fired up about that, I'm sure.
It's always, you got to be a proud daddy when you know your son's outperformed you throughout his career. I'm just messing because his dad was a terror star back in the day.
He was a good running back.
Now he's watching his son, being a star for the Pirates. But yeah, Tyrese has had a tremendous year, 12 touchdown passes. Another thing to mention, Kip, he caught a touchdown in every region game we played. So that was, that's something that's a standout performance by him.
Offensively, this team, from a balance standpoint, as balanced as any team you've had since you've been to Brunswick High across the board.
Oh, yeah, as far as where talent level is concerned. Yeah. I was about to say, this year we run the ball more than we've done in the past.
That's good, too.
We do. We're passing very efficiently. Matter of fact, our quarterback is the number 3 rated max prep quarterback in 6A when it comes to yards. He's number 1 in touchdowns. Also, along with Tyrese. Tyrese is also number 1 in touchdowns in 6A and receiving touchdowns.
Talk some more about KJ Lee, coach, and the kind of season that he's had. High completion percentage, thrown for quite a few touchdowns, yards are piling up. I didn't envision having this kind of this good of a season, but he's had an all-region type season at quarterback.
Oh, absolutely, right. You know, he'll be mentioned for All-State honors as well, as far as I'm concerned. And it's the way that he has did it. I mean, the kid overcomes a lot of adversity, and he works extremely hard. He's not the tallest kid. He's not the fastest kid. But the kid's bright. He's smart. He gets after it. He's got a live arm. He's strong. He stays with it. You know, and the thing that makes me so impressed with that young man is he gets a lot of stuff in his ear. He gets a lot of negative things that are put in his ear and stuff for people that think they know what they're doing but really don't. And the way that he overcomes that stuff and he sticks with it and sticks to his guns and does what he's supposed to do, I'm very proud of that young man.
Coach, your offensive line, let's start with them. I mean, Caleb Cook, he didn't even practice last week. He was in a walking boot on Wednesday afternoon, and we didn't think he was going to go Friday night, but he gutted it out Friday night, and he came out there and gave you the kind of effort that you expect from a team captain.
Oh, yeah, he toughed it out. That's a senior for you. It was a senior night. He didn't want to go out. He didn't want his guys going out there without him, and he taped his ankle up. He put a brace on the ankle, spatted his shoe up, and he went out there, and he you know, even though he was hobbling around, he still played a very, very strong game.
This is the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Defensively, Coach, 0 points. I mean, I was impressed with that defense Friday night. And we saw some wrestling moves because A.J. Wilson picked somebody up, and he got flagged for it, but he picked somebody up and did a WWE move and just body slammed somebody.
Maybe we can talk A.J. Wilson to go out for our wrestling team. He'd be good, you know, for the team there. But, yeah, defense played fantastic. And, you know, let's mention we did that all without our starting nose guard, too. We've been talking a whole bunch about Kayshawn, you know, Thomas, and he was out with an ankle injury, and he couldn't go. And we had some younger guys on that defensive line really step up and play well. Got a kid named Jordan Jimerson, sophomore. Came up, he had a sack. River Creel, a freshman.
He had a half sack.
He did. He played hard and did really good. And not to mention the rest of the guys. Caleb Hampton really stepped his game up also on the D-line, played well. And then we moved Zane down the defensive end where he had to play some in our nickel package on the D-end. And he played fantastic. He got after it. So defensively, we played a really good team defense. Of course, you saw Crump and AJ doing their things. Then we got the pick six by Derek Smith.
Threw it right to him.
And you know, Derek, he's someone who's really come on strong here lately. You know, he had to come in and play in the Richmond Hill game when our other corner got in a four-wheeler accident. And he's been playing well ever since that game. He did a lot of growing up in that game.
Coach, during the broadcast, at one time we had Jimerson out there. We had River Creel out there. We had Merriweather out there.
Yeah, and then two sophomores and a freshman.
And didn't have Kayshawn. So
yeah.
How good is this defensive line going to be over the next couple of years?
Yeah, this defensive line is going to be special the next few years. We don't, like I said, we lose Caleb Hampton. Besides that, we got a lot of firepower coming back on the defensive line. So I'm excited for the future of the Pirates when it comes to that side of the ball.
Coach, Effingham came out 5 wide just like you expected. But we didn't give up the big play.
We didn't, and that's a credit to our defensive backs, the way they played. It's a credit to the front seven and the pressure they put on the quarterback, not letting them get comfortable. And we played really good football. It was a great team effort. It was a great defensive team effort. Our guys got after it. They played fast. They played relentless. They had fun, and they expected to win.
More to come on the Coach Sean Pender Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako robotic arm-assisted surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Your proud new home for the Brunswick High Pirates Sean Pender Coaches Show this season? Moondoggies. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Pirates head coach breaks down the week in Brunswick High football. And be sure to try the best wings in town, hands down. Moondoggies, 36 Canal Road, 912-264-4888. Online at moondoggiespizza.com. And let's go, Pirates! The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go, Pirates!
Welcome back to the Brunswick Head Coaches Show. Here goes Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Peachtree Pest Control, and by I-95 Toyota. Senior night, Coach. With this group, you've had them all 4 years. You've had them when they were babies. What did that mean to you this Friday night to see your first group go through?
You know, anytime you graduate your senior class, it's special because you form a bond with them throughout the year. But this group here is they have a special place in my heart, simply because they were my first group. They were all little babies, you know, freshmen. When I first met them, I met a lot of them when I came over here, and they were in the eighth grade. And just watch the way they matured, watch the way they grew up, watch the way their culture changed on how they approached the game. And watching them grow from boys to men, it's definitely been a special ride, especially the maturity you've seen that these kids really have done, not just on the field, but off the field as well.
Coach, we started out 2-2. Now we're 7-3 going into the playoffs, 5-1 in the region. Talk a little bit about how this team got better and better and better down the stretch.
Well, that's what you're looking for, and that's when you know you got a good program, is when you can continually get better every week, and I really think we've done that. We've been staying locked in. We've been staying focused. We still got ways to go to reach our full potential, but this team is really making a push to do that. A lot of it has to do with that unity bond that they have. This is a close-knit team. It's the closest-knit team I've had since I've been at Brunswick. We paid a lot of attention to detail when it comes to this, and this is definitely the best team I've had at Brunswick High School. Maybe not always the most talented, but definitely the best team, and I'm very proud of these young men and where they were at the beginning of the year to where they are now.
Coach, we're measured by championships in team sports. Brunswick High last Friday night won a share of their seventh region championship in school history. What's that mean to you?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy for the boys. You know, we went out and we had a mission. The first mission was to win the city championship. We did that in dramatic fashion. And then the region championship was mission number two, and we got a share of it. You know, we're co-region champs with two other teams in the region. We all beat each other. And then we just drew the short straw, you know, and have to go play on the road. But it is what it is. And now we got one more championship that we're going after. And, you know, now we're in the state playoffs, so anything can happen.
Talking about the state playoffs, Coach, 32 teams in 6A are in the state playoffs. We are the number three. You know, we drove through the three seed in region two, so we're going to travel to Alcovey High School on Friday night up in Covington, Georgia, to play the Alcovey Tigers. Long road trip for the Pirates. Talk a little bit about playoff preparation. What's different from playoffs than regular season?
There's a couple of things. One, you talk about three phases of the season. You talk about the non-region part of your schedule, then you have your region play, and then you have playoff play. And the intensity level has to grow, you know, with that. That's something that we've done. Now, the practice time has been cut back, but we did a lot more ones versus ones, getting after it, trying to raise the intensity level of our practice, trying to get more locked in, zoned into what our job is, because here, another game's not guaranteed. If you don't go out and play well, you're going to be one and done, so we have to go out and play well, and you know, the first round of the playoffs is where you really separate the contenders from the pretenders, and we're going to make sure that we're reckoned as a contender.
You're listening to the Power and Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, it's playoff time. You made the playoffs now 3 out of your 4 years that you've been at Brunswick High. We won a playoff game last year. We're doing things incrementally. We're taking that next step. We won a playoff game last year, something we hadn't done in a decade. We won a piece of the region championship this year, something we hadn't done in 11 years. So you're building this football program back to championship level.
We are, Kip. I mean, and I'm fortunate to have the staff I have. I'm fortunate to have the players we have. I'm fortunate to have the administration, the buy-in that is happening in our community. I can't speak highly enough about how our community has stepped up this year when we needed things to be done and we needed some things to be changed. We reached out to our community and they responded to help us out. So, you know, God bless them for that.
Coach, starting the season, what did it do to you for your football team to play the Pierce Counties and the Benedictines to start the season and getting into the region schedule? Now you played Grand Academy, you played Richmond Hill, you played Benedictine, you played Pierce County, all teams that may take deep runs in the state playoffs. You're battle tested going into the playoffs.
We are, and you know, I kind of hope I get the same schedule next year. I know it was a COVID year and we had some teams that we had to pick up. But, you know, and we're not even talking about Northeast Macon. You know, they won their region.
They did.
They're the number one team in the region. We're the only loss on their schedule, I believe. So, you know, that's another team that was a battle
test. They lost to Dodge County.
Oh, they lost to Dodge. That's right. That's right. They did.
Just barely, though, by like 2 points.
That's right. They did lose to Dodge.
They're a two seed.
Yeah, they're a two seed. Yeah, but they just lost to Dodge not tonight.
They finished 8-2.
So, you know, anyway, that's another team that is strong, solid, that we played against. So, yeah, and then the other team in the non-region that we're not talking about, it was MCA. MCA, even though they're single A, they're no pushovers. They had a very good year also. I think they finished number 2.
Yeah.
Also in their, I think they're going to make a run. So all 4 of our non-region teams are playoff teams.
It could go deep into the playoffs.
Oh, yes. Yes.
We'll be right back to the Brunswick Head Coaches Show with Head Coach Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's that time again. Time to support your Brunswick High Pirates. Peachtree Pest Control is a proud supporter of high school athletics in Glenn County and a proud sponsor of the Brunswick High Pirates Coaches Show. And remember, we are here for all of your pest control needs. Check us out at peachtreepest.com or give us a call, 855-3-PEACHTREE. And let's go, Pirates! No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go, Pirates! Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-593-4661.
Welcome back to the Brunswick
and Let's Go Pirates.
I'm Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Kip Branch, and this segment is brought to you by Air Adjusters, Cunningham Jewelers, Golden House Pharmacy, and by Moondoggers. Coach, I know you look at the playoff brackets, and you know where we're at. Talk about 6A in general. Who are the teams to beat in 6A football?
Lee County's always been a powerhouse, in 6A, and they've won the state championship a couple times, and they're always a team that runs deep, and they're also the number one team rated. Buford has now moved into 6A, what they look like. So Buford, they've won quite a few titles. Of course, Altoona, they're back. They're the state champions. State runners up last year to Harrison, and so they're back in the mix. Carrollton's now in the mix. They were a 5A team that's pushed up. Rome is now in the mix.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of good teams. Jacula and Richmond Hill. Richmond Hill and Jacula are 7A teams playing in 6A. So they're going to be a force to be reckoned with as well.
All right, Coach, we're going to Covington. We're going to play the Alcove Tigers. 3-seed against the 2-seed. We're on the road for the first round of the playoff. Talk a little bit about Alcove.
Well, Alcove's got some talent. They have a receiver and a running back that really stand out. To me, is pretty good. Now that receiver that's really good also plays safety. So he's both sides of the ball. He's a physical kid. He looks right around 6'3", 200 pounds. Plays tough. The running back's tough as well. They got to be able to block for him. And I really feel that we're the better team up front. We just got to prove it on Friday night. Our offensive defensive line have got to show up like they did last Friday. If they show up and play like they did last Friday, we should be able to control the line of scrimmage. If we can do that, that's definitely a key to victory for us. Another key to victory would be how well we do in the kicking game. That's going to play a big part. Special teams will come into play, and we need it to help us, not harm us.
5-hour bus ride, Coach. You got to throw that into the mix, too, anytime you factor in the playoffs. So talk about special things that you do to kind of break up the trip.
Well, I like road playoff games. I like road games, period, because especially when you have to leave early, there's no school, so that you don't have the distractions, of that. As soon as you get on that bus, it's nothing but game time focus. Now, we're going to eat breakfast at the field house, just with our team. And after we eat back breakfast, we'll have everything packed up, ready to go. We'll get on the road. We're going to stop in Dublin, have some snacks, in Dublin. Then we'll leave there, head up to Milledgeville. When we get in, now when we're in Dublin and we have snacks, we're also going to get out, stretch our legs, walk around, maybe a little walk through, that kind of stuff. Then we're going to get to Milledgeville. We're going to have a pregame meal. So we'll eat there. We're going to take our time. We're going to get there in plenty enough time. And then we're going to get to the stadium just a little earlier than normal. In Covington, I know it's close to Atlanta, and you don't want to worry about traffic, especially on that.
Coming in the back way, Coach, if you're going up to Millersville.
We are. We're going the back way.
It's the same way I'm going, too.
Yep, we're going to take the country road. But we're going to be locked in. We're going to be focused, and we're going to get there. So we're not going to be, I know the term jet lag isn't really the term to use, but, the same type of, that exhaustion from the ride. It's going to be broken up. I don't think we're going to be exhausted. We might even be exhausted on Saturday morning by the time we get home, but we're going to be amped up and ready to go and focus on Friday.
Coach, it's 2020, and the Brunswick High Pirates have not played past Thanksgiving since 1999. That's an interesting stat. And a good stat, by the way. That means you're still alive. I know it's a COVID-19 season, but we're playing after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's pretty special.
It is pretty special.
Absolutely.
Coach, Alcove on offense, what do they do on offense?
We've got a mobile quarterback. He's gonna run around, make plays with his legs. He's gonna try to find two guys on his team in particular that play pretty well. And then they're gonna try to run outside zone. They're gonna try to run inside zone for that number five. They'll run a little bit of power, and they're gonna run some quarterback power and power read type stuff. But for the most part, they're a spread team, but they are multiple sets, real similar to us. So our defense is going to be used to seeing that, and I really think our defense is going to be able to step up and play really good against their style of offense.
This is the Brunson Pack Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Defensively, Coach, you said they like to do a traditional five-man front defense and walk-up defensive ends on the line of scrimmage. That's kind of tailor-made for us.
We looked at several different films that they have. The original defense that they tried to run is a 3-3-5.
Okay.
That's the original. But then as the year went on, you see that they only use that 3-3-5 when it comes to third and long situations and stuff like that. When they got into region play, they transferred from a 3-3-5 to a 50-front. Now, they use the same guys that were playing the outside linebackers as defensive ends. They're walked-up type defensive ends, and they came 100% of the time. Every single time, they were more of a contained, not like a rush quarterback, but really trying to contain the pocket for the most part. So we're going to have to do a good job of being able to block and seal them so we can get to the outside edges. And we got different ways to do that. We have to run good power football at the C gap, and I think that's key for us against them. And then they're going to play two different type of coverages. One we call match on the back end, and the other one will be like the traditional cover three. So we're going to see both of those.
If they try to go match against us, we're going to burn somebody deep.
Correct.
There you go, Coach. Playoff time. We're getting ready to look at these brackets, and we're in a tough bracket. We get past Alcove, Coach, we're going to find out what kind of program we really, really have, but we got to focus on Alcove first.
Yeah, right now we're going to focus on Alcove. Take care of business then. And then if we're fortunate to be sitting right here talking about next week, then we'll be talking about next week.
Coach, give me an injury update. How are we looking on the injury front?
We're still out. Keyshawn Thomas, he hasn't practiced all week. Now, he is traveling with us. He is dressing. He'll be a game-time decision. You know, we just got to see where he is. He's got an ankle sprain, same ankle sprain that Caleb Cook has. You know, it's just, you know, you got a sophomore versus senior. Senior, right. You know, is used to playing with a little bit more pain and stuff than what the sophomore's used to. So it just depends on what he can do and what he can play through. That's the two biggest ones, Cook and Keyshawn, with our starters. We have a couple others here and there that won't be making the trip for one reason or another, unfortunately. And then besides that, we should be looking pretty good for that as far as injuries go.
Coach, I'm going to ask you a question. Thank you. Going back to last year, how big, now getting into the playoffs in 2020, how big was that first-round playoff win last year for the psyche of your football
team? It's huge, because now it's not, you know, something that, well, maybe this could happen. No, we know it can happen. We know it should happen. We know it will happen. You know, that you win, and that's what you're playing to. You play to win, and our kids know that they're capable of winning this. And that's what programs do. You take steps. You know, trying to win, you try to advance to go further every single year until you actually get to that state championship.
Coach, any last comments before we get ready to load up and go whip out, Coach?
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to a couple of the seniors that are on the verge of records, and breaking records, or leading. You know, start with KJ. KJ Lee, because, and I'm kind of curious where he is on the all-time passing. Because KJ got a lot of passing yards as a sophomore and as a junior, and maybe not as a starter, but he's got a lot of yards through those two. And then this year he's he's averaging over 200 yards a game passing, so he's got to be kind of close. We know that Tyrese, that one's been highly notified that he needs one more to own the record by himself. He's already got a share of it. He's tied. He needs one more touchdown, but he's also the leading receiver in all 6A when it comes to touchdowns. And then the touchdown passes, KJ Lee is the leading one. He's number three in yardage. And the other one that kind of snuck in there, we're kind of looking, but Xavier Bean has been a three-year starter for us. And, his receptions just kind of mounted up, and we were looking through the...
Especially in the last half of the season.
Right, and we were looking through the record book, and he is 11 receptions away from being Brunswick High's all-time leading receptions.
He's
going to get targeted if the scheme allows for it. He's a really good underneath route runner for the most part. He's good at finding zones and opening up in space. If they decide to go to cover three and try to play high over the top to try to take Tyrese Jones away on the top level, then you got Bean that's underneath in the intermediate level, and then you'll have a big night, catch the ball. If they try to go match coverage, then they're going to be giving up big plays, and if they give up them big plays, they might try to take Bean away. So it just depends on what Alcove does to pick the poison. They can either try to take the top off and play to stop the run, and then that leaves Bean open in the middle, or they can press, make us throw deep, which will leave big play opportunities for your Tyrese's.
Of course, you got Jones, you got Bean, and you got Kevin Thomas stepping up now, and then you got Pat Leggett.
Yeah, Pat Leggett's starting to make some catches also.
We're dangerous at receiver.
We are, and there's another one that's going to be in the mix. You haven't heard his name much, but I really feel that he might have the opportunity to have a breakout game too, and that's also Jamon. There's certain schemes we're doing this week where Jamon's going to be in the slot some, and with his height and speed, we've seen him make great plays in JV, just like we saw with Kevin Thomas. So he's going to get an opportunity, especially when they try to take away. You got all region receivers and Tyrese, all region receivers and Xavier B. So they're going to look at those names. They might try to take them away, and that's going to leave people like Pat Leggett and Jamon and Kevin Thomas open in the passing game. So if they try to take those guys away, you'll have those other guys that have the ability to step up. And let's not forget about the Wolfpack in the running game.
Coach, our player of the game last week on senior night, Leon Charlton on the radio broadcast last week.
Yeah. Leon Charlton had three touchdowns.
Yes, he did.
How proud are we of that young man? Because all you heard before the season started when it comes to running the football was Jacoby and Reed, Wolfpack, Thunder and Lightning. But you didn't hear about, Leon Charlton. And Leon really stepped it up, especially when Jacoby went down. I mean, Reed took over the helm as the leading back, but Leon Charlton just quietly did his thing. He runs the ball real hard, and it paid off for him on Friday night.
Yeah, and that was it's always good to see kids that make the most of their opportunities. That was good to see that last Friday night. Coach, we're proud of you. We're proud of your football team. We're proud of everything you do for Brunswick High, and you're our coach. You're the man.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Brunswick High Coaches Show with Sean Pender on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to join us each and every week during the football season right here at Moondoggies at 7:30. I'm Kip Branch for Coach Pender, signing off. And as always, Coach,
go Pirates!